The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday. I do not even know the date. It's the 13th. It's Friday the 13th. Kermit, did you know today is Friday the 13th? I did not know. You know, that's why you need to have one of those appointment books. The wife purchased me an appointment book so I don't double book. Lord, I double book sometimes. So many people want to come on the show, and sometimes I got to make space. So I got an appointment book, where I'm trying to keep organized, and yeah, it's working. I just can't understand my handwriting, and so I need a translator for my handwriting. Today's going to be an open line Friday. That means you can talk about what you want to talk about. I mean, in reason. Some things I don't really want to talk about because you always try to get me in trouble, right? And I have a boss. Dwayne is my boss, and he's coming. Not really reprimand, but he's talk strong. You ever had Dwight and picture Dwight in his sarcastic tone? Yeah. So I don't like it. So certain things you can't just say. Urka's call. I haven't had any phone calls about Urka on me as yet, but people have had phone calls, and I don't want to be one of them. I want to be one of the good guys. 323-625-4316-325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, the number is 242-357-20. And if you're going to text, 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. Already we have people buzzing in to come in and join in on the conversation. So I'll start with them. Of course, you know, I always have one or two things I want to talk about. But this is your day today. I shall yield the best I can and be patient as best I can. But if you're talking foolishness, I got to stop you. I just what I have to do. Kermit, Patrick Caller through. Guardian Radio AM, this is C.A. Nuri, and you're live. Caller.
Well,
okay, here you now. Go ahead.
Open show, right? So I want to discuss like colonization, right, and slavery, right, and Christianity played into it, you know, and by way of the Catholic Church, you know what I'm saying? How they was involved in slavery and then as well as the world's richest man, you know, he is from South Africa, you know, a state of apartheid. You see what I'm saying? And you know. And this is the man that we say that without him, you know what I'm saying? We look at these people as our saviors. You understand what I'm saying? And like all of a sudden they found religion, I mean, or righteousness. You know, my friend, they always had religion, Christianity, and the way they used to say that, you know what I'm saying? And then okay, let's look we have Martin Luther King, right? Martin Luther King, he was a man that he didn't succumb or bowed. You understand what I'm saying, to these powers. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King was not strong. Militarily strong. He couldn't defend himself. But he used his words. He spoke out. The power he had. So he speaks out. He spoke out to you know what I mean? To move many. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is that the advancement, the technological advancement in this nation that's going on today, right? It ain't nothing new. Because remember when he had the sailboats? And then the crew. Now we have cool ships. You understand? We have you see all that is technological advancement. So how do these things benefit us? Or you know what I'm saying? And one the last thing, you know, we always had what you call educated black people. You understand what I'm saying? During those times, there are always black people who were, you know what I'm saying, was well off, and but then you know what I'm saying? So and they ain't going nowhere. You see, there'll always be black people, people of all races who prosper. You understand what I'm saying? So because they prosper in that domain, that's, you know, people, get some people, they believe that that the Bahamas is heaven or the, you know what I mean? United States must be heaven.
Okay, good. Yeah. The day is still Friday. Okay, let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Neary. This is an open line. I can. It's Friday the 13th. It comes with that note. It comes with that. It's Friday the 13th. So, caller, you could do the same. Oh, Lord. You could do the same thing too, caller. Go ahead. You're live. Fast to call it true, Kermit. Don't be scared. No, Kermit, yes. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. That person's not connected. Let's go to the next one then. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Yeah, Mr. Nuri, I appreciate the fact that we have one thing in common. I write it down and then have to try and get someone to tell me what I wrote down.
Yes.
Is that a gift?
No, boy, I don't know. Over the years, the handwriting just getting worse. Wassa and wassa.
And over the years, everybody get older and deteriorate, but we keep electing old people who are in past deterioration.
Old people are wise, though.
Huh?
Old people are wise. What do you have against a 72-year-old prime minister? I hear you hinting, against my prime minister.
What I have against is someone who can deal with the pressures that comes with the position.
He can handle it.
And at the same time, be honest. Don't have to tell one story and then change the story just right after you told it.
That's age, though. You don't be judging old people. Limit. For being to saying the thing again and again and again in different ways. Don't be judgmental.
No, but they say something completely different.
Oh.
They say, let's get this right now. They say something completely different. I promise you, by such and such a thing, and I even wrote it down in a memorandum to you that this is what I'm going to give you when I'm elected. When I'm elected, I tell you, guess what? That's not a part of my business plan now because I'm a different person. So we're getting old and older and older when we have a lot of young minds out here. And I mean, someone like Mr. Pintard, he's prime right now. He's bursting with it. But
I see what you're doing. I see you campaigning. Go ahead.
No, I'm only comparing the fact that when you reach a certain age, you begin to deteriorate. When you're on your way, you are growing. Pintard is growing. This prime minister is deteriorating. So he's going to be making a lot of mistakes that we may not catch.
What about the man in black? He young.
I like you better.
You trapsy. I see what you're trying to do.
Better, yeah, though, you come with the black already.
Yes. You know, I blue black. Everything but me black. There's no brightness in me at all. They call me Dawn. It's like sunset. Everything just black when it comes to me. It's an open lying Friday. It's Friday the 13th. We're talking about what you want to talk about today. The Prime Minister says the general election is looming. What I want you to call in and register your date. Give me a date that you believe the general election will be called on. Right? And I can even make it more interesting. Since we can make it political, I'd like to be talking about anything today, your talk conversation. If you send me the date, I want you to say, who will win and what the seats are? That should be interesting. Which party you believe will win and what be the number of seats that party will have versus the opposition. And throwing if you believe any independent or could be the conversation today, the main theme, but it's your day today. Anything. in reason, of course. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. It's open line Friday.
That line. I want to come back to the politics thing. I first want to talk about two economic things that's on the table first, okay? And I guess the second part of the economic thing will come back to politics. But then again, nothing exists without politics because it's concerning living and governing our country. Do you know that the promise that was made by CWC said that by Monday gone, when the Prime Minister was on Grand Bahama, that they would be laying out their plans for the hotel?
What, you want me joining this conversation?
No, I'm just saying, I'm asking you, are you aware that Monday gone was the 2 weeks, the day that they had promised?
I see it circulating on social media.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm going with CWC said. I expect the Prime Minister and others to spin, but I don't expect a billion-dollar company.
Leave my good Prime Minister alone. He doesn't spin. He just matured.
Okay, yeah, that's what I understand the thing is. But, you know, some people may call it a mistruth. When you know and tell me something different, and then you know what they say, mistruths compound themselves. Mm. But, you know, I just wondered why CWC promised us that day, because they came forward aggressively on the day that this thing happened, right? They came aggressively with their letters. I mean, they were so aggressive, they released at least three different press releases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but now, the second thing is what's facing us and the world, right? I can come to the third thing, but just think about this. We are now facing an economy. You have the economists and other people saying that the VAT thing is going to be catastrophic impact on the personal finance of others. You have a government that promises a surplus of $75 million, but the numbers on their very own report show something contradictory, and we are told to say, no, believe what we say to you. Don't believe what you read and understand it to be. So, but now you have an economy that is going to be tremendously impacted because we import inflation. And everything that we do depends on energy, even any growth in our economy and national development. Tourism will be because people themselves in the U.S. and others will begin to hold back. They're not sure concerning spending or the direction because nobody really knows where this water started by Trump is going to take them.
Okay.
So all of these things that impact us. And then you have a five-year contract of October. Now, September is reported on the news. And, you know, we have somebody that wants to, who we gave a five-year contract, who should now be seeking to prove to us that they are capable of governing us in this new reality we're in. Because remember now, if you think what is happening in the Middle East and globally in the economy is going to end in October or even after our election, then we're going to be misplaced. So it would be great for someone who's supposed to be in the wheel right now to demonstrate over the next few months that they are competent and capable of adjusting for this new reality that we are in,
okay,
as opposed to saying, trust me, I've not done none of the things, many of the things that I promised you before, but if you give me another chance, I might get back to those things, but I could govern us forward.
Okay, and now so, the political question.
Huh?
Now the political question.
Okay, the political question is that a prime minister in the position who promise us a fixed date. The laws of the Bahamas today allow him to set the date today, right now, today, right, by midday, of the as far away as January 4th, okay? And so the question then becomes, you know, if you want to prove one thing that you want, serve your term to the Progressive Liberal Party and their supporters, serve your term, present your record now and the progress between now and October 6th, and then come back to us and challenge us to do a comparative analysis of what is what you would have achieved and what Mr. Pintard and others may offer as a replacement as to what you have done. Because as it stands now, they have done nothing. When I say nothing, that's a colloquial or whatever term, right? That you have done little to prove capability for this new in good times. You remember all the others say, oh, you got this hurricane, this, all that. You have no major event, and you've done little in this time to grow the economy,
okay,
to ease the burden on people. And then you could say, look, here's where I am today, October, and here is where these other people want to take you. But, you know, set the date now. Don't ambush or surprise us and break another promise where you said you had no problem with fixed term. If you didn't bring in the legislation, But the law allows you to set the date today.
I appreciate you.
When we give you the contract for.
I appreciate you, C. Allen.
Thank you.
Okay. The other day we were talking about the criminal activities that surrounds jet skiing and ATV scooters. And in the news today says the ATV operators clash. A man in a serious condition. Let me bring up that. A man in serious condition in hospital following an incident involving rival rental operators on Paradise Island. That's Paradise Island we're talking about, police said. According to preliminary reports, shortly after 4 p.m. on Thursday, two men who operate a rental company reportedly became involved in a verbal dispute with a third rental operator over a customer, right in front of the customer. Police say the two men drove away on a blue and red Yamaha scooter, but were allegedly followed by the third man driving a black and green Can AM Defender ATV. It is alleged that the ATV collided with the scooter, injuring one of the riders. The second rider reportedly avoided the collision, but struck the third man in the head with a stone during the altercation. The injured rider was transported to hospital by emergency medical services and remains in serious condition, while the man struck in the head was advised to seek medical attention. Police have taken 26-year-old man in custody as investigations continue. Just want to mention that because we talked about that recently, about scooters, the ATVs, and jet ski, and say something, they got to get policed. There's an open line. All the lines are lit up. Let me allow people to inject their opinions today. Go ahead, caller. No one on the line, Kermit? Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, good morning, C8.
Good morning, man.
Yeah, I see where the Prime Minister indicated that you're headed into an election again.
Yes.
And my thing is, we're going into this election again, CA, but again, we don't have no political live debates, nothing, just dance and music, but politicians cracking jokes.
What do you have against jokes?
I didn't hear you say.
What do you have against jokes?
What I have against, I have a lot against jokes when I see people and some who are related to me laying off on that PMH on Gurney. Ain't nothing to laugh about there.
But a lot of behemoths are laughing. I think you're a minority.
Yeah, I mean, they're laughing until they become themselves patients in that predicament. Then the laugh is over. But my thing is, we pay these politicians quite well and we provide the best of health care for them. But this is what they give to us. This is what they give to us. But the Prime Minister said that he is pleased with his record so far. If he is pleased with that condition, then that's fine. You know, but I know the majority of behemoths are not pleased. But if he pleased with the state of education and
are you sure the majority of behemoths are not pleased? So if you are sure, then the election should be sure. How you believe the election will turn out?
If he based it on common sense and intelligence, it'll be a lot of weeping and wailing in the national heat. I could tell you that. But if he based it on crap, rallies, crack, and joke, then that'll be something else. You know, but I saw something that I didn't see the media touched on too much. The MP for Abaco, who indicated that he believed that only Bahamians should be allowed to sell real estate in the Bahamas.
Mm.
I never knew that they had foreigners selling real estate in the Bahamas.
I know the Real Estate Association don't allow foreigners to participate, so that was strange to see such thing in the headlines.
Yeah, is there any validity to what the MP is saying? Are foreigners allowed to sell land in the Bahamas?
If you ask any real estate person, they'll tell you no. And like I said, they viciously guard their real estate industry. Now, if you say foreigners are bartenders, if you say foreigners are now farming, if you say foreigners are now mechanics, I'm talking about North Andres now, if you say foreigners are now fishing.
I wouldn't be surprised because they're allowed to do everything else. See, me, I want a grocery store. I would like to sell a six-pack of Coors Light and wine in my store. As a Bahamian, I didn't hear you say.
You think you're Chinese?
I'm saying, as a Bahamian, I see the Chinese doing it, the Filipinos doing it, but we as Bahamians, I should be entitled to sell a Coors Light there in my shop. I should be allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the precedent has already been set, and I'm going to move to see if I can have it done, because I am sick of it, to saying that the foreigners are allowed to do these basic things that Bahamians are not allowed to do. What's going on in this country?
I hear you, Clever.
Seriously. It just don't make no sense. If they travel, I could go into a 7-Eleven and pick up a 6-pack. I can go into there and pick up a wine and not to drink. I mean, to take it home to where I want to go. Bahamians should be allowed to do this thing. But how are they giving this? What is the chairman of the licensing authority? What are they saying about this? Why is this practice allowed in the Bahamas to the exclusion of Bahamians?
As you know, there's an announcement that they are revigorating their efforts, redoubling their efforts to police
that area.
But
they need to allow, extend this privilege to Bahamians. I don't know whether Bahamians apply, but I will apply and I will let you know the results of it.
Okay.
You know, but a 6-pack and wine in our grocery stores, we should be allowed to do it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. They're doing everything else in the Bahamas. But I strongly believe, that the Bahamas should be for Bahamians first. And I don't subscribe to no one being limited because of their age. When you're saying that this one is old, this one is young, I have a problem with that. Now, I strongly believe that when you're running for public office, you should be subjected to a cognitive test. We should test your mental capacity. This is the country you're talking about. And for far too long, we have allowed these politicians to get away with nonsense. Coming in here and be seeing the results of their inability to get things done, their lack of not having, being able to think critically on their feet. We see it after we have voted for them. But every single person, I hear people calling for drug tests, but I mean, that's their personal life, but their brain is their public life to me.
I appreciate
and they,
you.
I should know the mental state of their brain before we vote for them. And I don't see why politicians should even fight against it. We should be, I don't know, what you say on that one, CA?
I appreciate you. Continue to call, continue the pressure, and don't give up.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Recently, there are several MPs who have begged, asked, demanded the authorities that be for an extension and for them declaring their assets. They're asking for this, the extension. Mind you, in 4 years, we even had no one declare publicly what are their assets. I see the leader or person in charge for government business mentioned that if there were people, members of parliament, who became, or their assets, their income, has increased dramatically over the last 4 years, they are easily able to explain where their wealth came from. Apparently, we should anticipate that because they start talking about it now and said, don't worry, they can explain it. It seems as if this declaring of assets, liabilities and assets, is something that we need to dismiss because we're not enforcing it. In fact, I think the good reverend either needs to resign or the prime minister and the leader of the opposition needs to take a step back because what's happening now is an insult to the sanctity and intelligence of Bahamian people. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. We're talking about anything you want to talk about today. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you in the background. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, that's you. You're live.
Oh, good. Listen, I want to talk about the VAT payment. Now, the other day, I was 4 days late on paying my VAT. I had to pay 10% interest on penalty of what the total was. But the other day, I heard this on your talk show once. Well, I can't remember which talk show. People for up to 20 years. Is the government going to pay them interest on their money? And next thing, if we as a country are as bad as things, if somebody is late, you give them until the next year to pay in full. Because everybody's not making money like they think. But I had to pay 10% more, 10% penalty, 10% of what my VAT was on my day for being 4 days late. Why are they so in need of that money and I'm not in need of my money? I would like for somebody to say why they have to be tell us why they have to penalize us in every little avenue they could find. It's almost like the bank. They're almost like these banks. They're killing the poor man. I don't know if any of them have a business and how hard it is to make a dollar a day. But I don't think it's fair. For if I'm 4 days late paying my VAT, you're going to penalize me 10% of what the total was.
I'm sorry you had to go
okay
through that.
For them to owe people. I would say one guy came on who worked in finance, say government owe people up to 20 years.
Hmm. But there is no penalty.
But, you know, it's not fair. Every time I turn around, it's something I see that is not right. And they don't fix these things. But they shouldn't charge us a penalty for being. We the people who got the small businesses trying to pay, keep business in the communities, and they penalizing you every which way they can.
Thank you again, caller. I hear you.
Okay.
All I can say is pay your bill on time, and you don't have to worry about the 10%. You know, you get one of these scheduled books and say, okay, my bill is due. My bill is due. But yeah, government needs to start paying people. This texter says, I come to you right now, caller. Prep the caller there, Kermit. This text says, my take is, if you are confident of a win for the election, you would already give the date. But for you to win this election, you need Grand Bahama. I think election will be called on May 15th, right? So if this person registering May 15th. The morning CA, in reference to the gentleman with the VAT PMT, I guess that's penalty of some sort, they trying to take from Peter to make up for Paul. That's a text there. This text says, why are they're not paying their NHI doctors? Do they expect for the doctors to still provide the service for us? The people, this is wrong. The Minister of Health needs to resign. The Prime Minister needs to fire himself because he is a poor excuse for a Prime Minister. That's what that text says there. This text says, can you imagine 5 more years of Brave Davis stumbling all over his words, not being honest with the Bahamian people, traveling all over the world, mismanaging our funds? We could do better. Enough is enough. I'm not sure it's fair to say our Prime Minister's mismanaging his funds. He's spending the money. So that claim of mismanagement is a harsh term. And you need to take it back, caller. And I beg Erica to excuse me for reading that. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Loud and clear. You're live.
What I want to talk about is, what about, okay, we're in war, right? The world.
No, the world ain't in war.
Well, some of the, that America, our next door neighbor, at war, right?
Let them fight. We ain't fighting the Bahamas.
Okay.
We ain't have no enemy.
My thing is, we ain't talking about agriculture.
Let the Mennonites farm for us.
Say it again?
Let the Mennonites farm for us.
One more time.
I said we need to let the Mennonites farm for us.
Who they is? Or you mean up in Andrew?
You see, I just get vexed anytime.
Because I'm thinking about how would that impact us in terms of a year from now if this continues and then the disruption continues, our food supply. We import a lot of the food that we eat on our plates. We don't grow locally.
You're absolutely right, Carla. We need to be concerned. I haven't heard any conversation about this war between Iran and the United States, especially blocking that oil region, how it will impact our economy. I see our Prime Minister has committed that if this goes long, our light bill will not increase. So I'll see after the election.
Well, that's like telling me, because if my light bill, in order to stay on, requires the oil that is impacted by the increase. That's kind of like, yeah, you got to give me an understanding, like a blunt statement like that.
The man said, and I will hold him for it. The man said it's not going to increase. I'm going to hold him towards it if it increases. He doesn't see it.
Well, that's the same man who do they say in the blueprint for change that he's going to have free electricity, right?
See, I don't like where you're going, Inokola. I don't like where you're going. That's the past. We are in the future. We in the future or we in the present?
And in the future, then, I would love to hear a plan on how they could create a way for us to sustain our agriculture and we could become resilient. And knowing our climate and what we will be challenged with, that we can have something to guarantee to ensure that our peoples can eat, at least can eat.
Yes. And that's a serious, sober conversation. And I hear you and I agree. We need to have a plan. I am concerned about North Andres and what's happening there. That's why I keep on bringing it up. I've been dismissed repeatedly. I might have to read some of the comments people said that what is happening in North Andrews with the Mennonites, I'm not against them. I'm just saying the impact of it, the fallout of it, is impacting the productivity of the
humans. What is happening with them? Explain, because I may not be aware of what you're talking about. So give me an understanding.
Then let me hang up and let me explain that before I go to the next caller.
Good.
Okay. Recently in the newspaper, there were several North Andrewsian lobbying that the government needs to intervene. They lobbied that the government needs to intervene because the government at this present time has suspended the Mennonites from doing whatever it is doing. Their work permits has expired. So they have a number of businesses. The Mennonites have been here in the Bahamas for 75 years. They're being productive. They are industrious. They have money, real money, multi-millionaires. They are religious sect. They have cornered the market on farming, basically, especially honey and whatever it is. Now, the breadbasket of the Bahamas, Andrus, where all the farming normally takes place. The farmers now buy their seeds, their produce, the cattle. They buy if they want to get the cars fixed, they go to the Mennonites. If they want their boat engine fixed, they go to the Mennonites. All of the things that the Andrusians used to do, they now go to the Mennonites to get help for or to do. And now that the Mennonites, at this present time, their work permits are suspended because they have to pay the bill or whatever it is. They don't want to break the law, so they are not doing any of the work until they get their papers sorted out. Andrus, North Andrus, said they are about to collapse. That's what man said on radio, on TV interview. They are about to collapse because none of the systems are working. None of the cars are on the road. They said none of the farming equipment is working. They said that they can't farm, right? Because the Mennonites don't have work permits, and they want the government to ignore that they don't have the work permit and fast track them. And so they can get access to the Mennonites labor. I hope that helps you, caller. And I've been vexed, I've been ranting about it, that I appreciate the Mennonites. But if the impact of them being there is causing what's happening to Andrus, they gotta go. We need to become self-sufficient. That's how it is, right? That's the bread basket. And the bread basket crumbling is a problem. I don't care what kind of help you're giving no more. We need to become self-sufficient. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
How you doing? Morning,
CA. How you doing, man?
You know, where the Mennonites come from?
They white people live from the States or Europe.
Well, after 53 years, why we didn't do all these things? Why we didn't have education at a standard to get our people to be able to do all these things? Or are we so rich?
I can answer that. The white farmers, the white Bahamian farmers stop farming.
Why?
I don't know why. You're white. You need to tell me why you all stop farming.
You don't? I'm going to come by the studio and bring you up to speed real quick. But number two, the most important thing today, I'll tell you about agriculture, but ain't no agriculture without what, CA? Energy. Woo! From 1994, now you're starting to see what I was telling you about. Them carbon credit could have paid for free solar on every building around here, so we wouldn't have to worry about the energy to turn the water pump on to pump the water for the seeds to grow the plants. Or to help us with the cost of living. You see, it all stems from energy security. And without energy security, sustainability, affordability, you have no country. Why do you think the U.S. is all over the place where oil is today with little skirmishes? And did you know we have natural gas and oil?
No,
I don't know. We're joking in our country, CA.
I don't know if we're doing natural gas or oil.
Well, you bring me on the show one day and I'll show you from 2008 the natural gas that was studied in the Tenneco report under Celinda and Pinlin to show the oil and the natural gas. Come on, you got to be up to speed, sir, with the most important subject of the day, especially with this little military exercise going on in the Middle East right now. What if gas goes to $10, $20 a gallon?
I have an answer for you.
Well, we'll do a show one day. You have a good one, eh?
Yes. My answer to you is hogwash. We ain't getting no gas, and we ain't getting no oil. Stop it. Stop it, Graham. Stop getting people excited about nothing. Stop it. Most we have in our water is sludge. And if that bust and go in our natural water and destroy all our environment, our fishing, I say, whatever sludge we have down there, leave it. We are a fishing place. We are a tourism place. Stop it. Stop bringing it up. We don't want to talk about it no more. You hear me, Grant? We don't want to talk about it no more. Don't pass here with no, I don't want to talk about no fictitious oil under the Bahamian sand. Stop it. Just like I hear leader talk about, we have granite. Volcano rock. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller. Pass that caller through. I can read these texts. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
All right. This just want to make mention of one or two things.
Yeah, man.
The situation with the Mennonites in Andres. Mm-hmm. Me and you may differ on that, most definitely. The Mennonites, I don't know if you may realize, some of those Mennonites are Bahamians.
Now, let me pause. I'm not disputing that. I know a number of Haitian people born here who are Bahamians, but let me stop you there and come back.
Uh-huh.
The goal is we are open a whole BAMSI and school in Andres in order for us to become self-sufficient. Andres is the breadbasket of the Bahamas when it comes to farming. They are now dependent on the Mennonites to survive. Something is wrong. See, no matter how they good and whatever charity they're doing, that formula can't work for our survivability. That means it needs a crack. Solve that problem.
Let me ask you a question. Who you blame with that?
See, it ain't matter the blaming though. I told you the problem. You won't blame people. I won't talk about the problem.
No,
the problem is
if our people don't wanna learn how to take care of vehicles, if our persons don't wanna learn how to do certain things, and they are there doing it, you gotta realize something. You know, it is and the Mennonites. I have no problem with them because they are there, and they're just. Let's say it wasn't the Mennonites. Let's say it was another organization.
Whatever organization would have been, I would have complained because I have a duty of care and making sure the Bahamas survives another 100 years, another 200. We can't survive doing that. We need Bahamians to farm. We need Bahamians to be carpenters. We need Bahamians to be mechanics. And if now we're saying that the Bahamians stop doing mechanic work, stop being carpenter work, stop carrying fish, and people competing with us, saying, well, we Bahamians now. We born here. We have the ability to buy the best boat, right? Just like how we have Dominicans now marrying Bahamians and they competing with us, saying they fishing. We have the Mennonites competing with us, say they Bahamian Mennonites, and they now fishing and competing against us. And we watching
Bahamians,
them.
Bahamians, bro. You said the right word.
And they
some
competing.
Of them are Bahamians, but I work with whether it's Mennonites, whether it's Jews, Greek, Presbyterian, whatever.
When it's not Bahamians, so they
deserve every right to do what they're doing.
And I hear you. I know in the nature of colonizers, they do the same thing when we now have, in Africa, they have a particular group, white South Africans. You know what the name they call the white South Africans? They call the white South Africans Africans. But they ain't called the black people Africans because they say they ain't Africans. Only the white people in South Africa. We getting colonized on for to say we behaving too. And we can compete against you. And for not for your benefit, no. But for their benefit. We got to do something. And then we say, but the honey tastes good. I want to get some of the honey. And we realize that we collapsing as a country.
Someone
needs to say something.
Well, bro, let me put it this way. You know, I've been all up and down to Andres, North Andres in particular, where most of them are. And, you know, when you look at the population of North Andres and what's going on over there and what those people over there are actually into, compare about mechanics and different things. Man, if you know how difficult it is to find good, sensible people to do that type of thing over there, it's difficult, bro.
And as we continue to ignore the problem, eventually a particular set of group can buy out all of North Andres, and then we could be tourists in North Andres saying, hey, how come everyone don't look like me in North Andres? You know North Andres, just me talking, because I don't necessarily know the facts. Right. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I might be over-exaggerating, but you being the Andres, and you can say, see, Nuri, that's close. The majority, just me talking now, the majority of people, Bahamians, black Bahamians in this particular case, are on some kind of social welfare, getting some kind of social support from the government. And I talk about the majority. That's problematic. We are proliferating a problem which become overwhelming because we're saying the Mennonites are good. I mean, they are good people. I'm not doing a diminish them as people.
I just want us to be careful how we say that.
Yeah, and that's why I keep on going back and reminding people. I'm not talking about them particular. I'm just talking about the situation because they're Christian people. My point is, what is happening is not good for the Bahamas.
Right, brother. All right, well, take care, my friend.
And I appreciate you challenging me on it because sometimes people say I over-exaggerate and get passionate over nothing. But I am concerned with the long-term Bahamas. And I see a problem. I see a problem brewing, and nobody's saying, okay, let's go down there to make things, some kind of equity down there that we survive another 50 years. And I see another 50 years, that entire area It reminds me of when I could have gone over PI when I was younger and go on certain beach and walk on golf course and thing, and now everything gated. That parts of Andrews can be gated and you being have no access no more because we're allowing things to happen because we like honey. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM caller. It's an open lying show. We're talking about what you want to talk about. Prepare that call for me there, Kermit, for me, please. Go ahead, call you live. Call you there? No?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, morning, Mr. Nuri. Listen, first of all, I want to speak to what I call the discouraged voters. I want to encourage them to make sure they register, those who need to register, make sure they register. And I want to encourage them to please come in an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. So take something to occupy your time so you don't get frustrated in reading. Now, as it relates to election, I believe election will be probably the first or second week in May. I think right after Link, the government will probably dissolve parliament and then give us probably 30, 60 days or so. I don't think going into June. It ain't going to be June, it ain't going to be July. I don't know if it goes as far as August. I believe it's going to be in May, simply because I don't think the PM wants to go into another budget unless there's a new government. And I don't think he wants to go into election at age 75. So while he's still 74, I think he's going to call an election. And I'm just hoping that the Bahamians who are registered, please, in the name of Jesus, come on, vote for the party of your choice, vote for the candidate of your choice. I want to also remind them the country has to have an opposition and have to have a parliament. So you just have to choose the better two evil. People are saying these people are evil. They call every politician evil, some people, especially discouraged voters. You still got to choose the better of the two evils. Please, in the name of Jesus, I want to encourage you to come out and vote.
And I appreciate that. I'd like to know, remind people when the register close. If you don't register yet, that's that. So you better
Let them know once Parliament is dissolved, they can't register no more. Yeah. So you need to register before Parliament is dissolved.
Yes. So quickly go. Quickly go. Like you say, bring a book, bring some of the snacks and stuff like that, and sit down and go register. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You don't want to register? Who you think will win? You going? Okay. That's John. That's John Pinder just now. That's going to try beat him by going on record and stating which political party is going to win by how much. This text says, these people cannot even speak English and they showing up with our passport. What is Prime Minister Davis saying about this? Does he care or is he just another political, can't say that word, by who just don't give certain? Okay, I believe you could be Bahamian and don't speak English. Once you have that passport and you get it legitimately, I ain't questioning nothing. You don't have to speak English to me. The Ministry of Works said that you have to check your member of parliament to get one of them contracts. But we want to fire our member of parliament. We want to send him home. How do we do this? You register to vote and so on. Go ahead, Kermit. Just pass these calls through. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, again, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a couple of quick concerns here. Mm-hmm. One was the case with the little girl, with the officer, right? The fact that a lawyer called and said it's 101. You always think they're more smarter than anybody else, right? But law can be libertine sometimes also because you're not looking at nonverbal communications. So my schoolmate, Mr. Brathwaite, right? Neil, who got an A in English language, GC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the question he asked was she pressured? But the girl, I don't know what her age is now, but she was a minor. So let's say she's young and her accused is much older than her. So they need to revamp or change that particular law. Not because something in the law makes it moral or good or ethical. Because you allow, suppose it was a violent attack or whatever, et cetera, it doesn't even matter. But you confront the accuser, and you have the disparity of the age is great. You're able to intimidate her with just nonverbal, you know what I mean, grimaces, whatever, you demeanor. That's what I'm saying. So I think that's something they should look at. That's me personally, because Carter Wells, who's very bright, intuitively realized that it's BS, whether it's legal or not. It's still BS for me as a living human being. And also the fact that you said that a person doesn't have to speak a bit of English, that's appalling. It's insulting, and it's BS. You know, I mean, let me give you one reason why it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Constitution said that someone should be here 10 years at least before they receive residency or citizenship.
I've met people who've been here for 10, 15 years who don't speak English.
No, I thought it's 10 years. I don't know. I didn't hear what you said.
I've met people who've been here for 10 years who can't speak English.
Do you really believe that?
No, I saw them. I know where they're living. They're living in a shanty town.
But Mr. Nuri, what point is this of having these things in the Constitution when it says English? And so you should be able to not conform, but integrate. And so we have allowed. All right, just give me. I'll ask you one question. Do you think that the government, because I was enlightened but frightened, do you think the government should put to the referendum whether the GB, the Grand Bahama Port Authority exemptions or concessions should be extended? You know what I mean? That I think that should come to a referendum, seeing that we are losing $50 million a year. So this guy said. So I mean, why can't they just put it to the referendum? The people, instead of them having private meetings with people, discussing the people, the public's business. We are all imbeciles, you know. We are all imbeciles. We are weak, pathetic imbeciles.
But everybody's an imbecile. Hopefully we have some smart people there working on behalf of the Bahamas and challenging the status quo. I know you, 52, you tend to challenge the status quo. I don't think you're an imbecile. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. It's open line. We have about 5 more minutes after this. Call in. Let's hear what you got to say.
Have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get set. Track and field fans, it's that time. Time for the B3A Corrupta Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Corrupta Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Corrupta Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. Three-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a three-day VIP pass. The B3A Corrupta Trials, March 22nd. Don't you miss it.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We're going to speed things up. Everyone get 30 seconds. Ask Mr. Leslie Miller about the natural gas at the Ocean Key in the Bahamas. He spoke about that on Beyond the Headlines, say, March 26th. I support the Mennonites. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, your live caller. Call you live. Let's move to the next one. This text says, I second what John said, but let me add register to vote and vote FNM. That text says, go ahead, call you live.
Hey, what's up, Nuri?
Doing well, man. Giving everyone 30 seconds, though.
Yeah, I can give you 30 seconds. A 3.6, what I know is regular callers, and these are the most highly educated men, them, so according to them, in the Bahamas. The Island, Jeff, and 52. Why these brothers, he never went in one of these parties and tried to make a difference for the nation, and they always telling the government what the government need to do and what the government need to stop doing. Not only this government I'm speaking about. I'm speaking about even when the FNM was in power. These are the type of characters we have in the Bahamas. What is make us look bad? Yes, they might be educated, but what are they doing with their education? Fighting on the government on trying to make things happen for the people in the Bahamas? Come on, man. These fellas got to be more educated than that. God bless you. Have a nice day.
I appreciate your comments. So this text says, if this pastor's calling through, say, hey, Nuri, the chronic contributors always wants to talk about the economy, but the host usually moves on. You did today when he spoke on the coming impact of this war on the cost of living in the Bahamas beyond oil prices. I want to know his view of the expected political outcome from him if he would call back. Just that I was trying to give everyone 3 minutes. He went over his 3 minutes, and that's why I had to move on, right? I give him time, right? More than other people. He's Bahamians. You are xenophobic and a racist bigot. See? People call me a racist bigot because I'm concerned about Andrus and our survivability. Yeah? 53 years, and you did very little with the country. Now maybe someone is giving country to others. Is everything supposed to look like you? That's xenophobic. That's racist. That's bigotry. It's natural gas and oil. It's in land, not in the water. Okay. Anyone else? Let's see. This text says, Mennonites have trained more people than Bamsey. 2 to 40 children enrolled are barely literate. They're talking about that. Say, Graham is well known as the village. I was called Graham that name. Always talking BS, the person said. Lincoln Bean says, no Bahamian should ever work. They can get $100,000 for life, free housing, energy, internet, healthcare, education, food, etc. And foreigners do all of the work, including even cleaning our homes. Why would he scare of 1 million people from the southern neighbors? Remember, anyway, it's now the end of the show. It's now 12 o'clock. It's the end of the week. Today is Friday the 13th. Go there and be productive. Go there and register to vote. Speak to your children who are voting for the first time, who are 18. Let them know the options. Don't tell them who to vote for. Let them see who all are there and say, man, change this, Bahamas. This has been Guardian Radio AM, C.A. Nuri. And like I said, we need to do something with Andrus before it collapses. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.